Hi everyone, happy Sunday. Hope you've all had a great week this week, and to use the COVID phrase, I hope you've been staying positive and testing negative. Hopefully some of you have been vaccinated, so yeah, all good. Hope it's been positive for you. If you're not watching this video on a Sunday, happy whatever day of the week it is for you. My name is Ella, just to give a bit of an introduction if you haven't seen my face before. I am a daughter of Daniel and Tanya, granddaughter of Charles and Joyce. Other relations to other people in the church, I'm sure. but yeah, so I am currently standing in my bedroom to the left of Live from the Landing, which is where we usually film from, and you'll usually see on the Sundays, just to give you a bit of context as to where I am in my house. So today I am going to be talking to you about the topic of value. It is a big topic, and I will do my best to cover it off in about the 10-15 minutes that we'll have for this video, but there's a lot to say on it and it's a very important subject, so I will do my best to do it justice. So today, yeah, I'm going to cover off a few different things. I want to talk about where our value comes from. I think that's a very important one to start with. Why we should value other people, and then also what does it then look like to value others and how we can actually go about doing that, because I think, yeah, the concept is fairly simple, but actually doing it is the tricky thing, so we'll try and get a little bit more practical towards the end. Our value comes from God. Pretty important place to start. We need to understand who God is to know what our value is from that. Reading the Bible, we learn about how God is love and God is just this amazing creator who has a never-ending supply of everything we need, all the resources we have, and yeah, of his kind of great love for us. And we need to kind of really acknowledge who God is and know who he is to understand just how valuable we really are. There's the verse in Matthew 10:31, which is, you are more valuable than the sparrows. And I know a lot of people, when they go out in nature, they really connect with God on that way, because you just go out and you see how incredible nature is. And then you think, okay, God's created all of this, so I'm even more valuable than the sparrows, and he cares for me even more than them, even though sparrows are very cute and my mum loves sparrows, so they will hold a place in my heart. we have to have an understanding of that. So in Genesis 1:26 it says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. So we believe that God is a trinity, which is where that our comes in. So let us make man in our image and our likeness. So the image and likeness mean two different things. Image, we've got body, soul and spirit. So you can see there's a trio there, which is mirrored into the Trinity. And then when we think about our soul, we also believe that there's three parts of our soul. So we've got our intellect, our emotions and our will. That's how our soul functions, and that is also mirrored in the Trinity. So we really are made in his image, and that's how we kind of work. His likeness, so we function in a state of unity and relationship. That's what we're designed to function in, just like God is. So God's a trinity. He dances with the Father, Son and Holy Spirit, and they work together in a way that we probably won't ever fully understand on this earth maybe, but we're designed in the same way to be with him and to be with people. So you then say to yourself, okay, so I am valuable to God. I am a child of God. You kind of get that set. You know who God is. You know he's made you. So you know you're valuable. And then you think, okay, so if I'm valuable, then everyone else is valuable. And actually, if you think, yeah, I'm a child of God, that means everyone else is a child of God as well. And they're made and created in the same way that I am. And I think if you think about everyone in the world like that, it potentially makes it slightly easier. I think if you think about the children we have running around church, you know, the ones that we have around us, and maybe children in your family, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, brothers, sisters, you look at them and yeah, there's such an innocence to children, and they're made to be loved. And actually, I think when you, if you meet someone who has children, a great way to kind of show your value to them is actually getting to know their children and connecting with their children. And so I believe that God feels the same way. So if we want to love God, we should love his children. And yeah, as we are all that's what we should go with. 1 John 4:12 says, "No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us." So actually, by loving God and loving people and valuing people for who they are, we are experiencing God, and we are we are pleasing him in that way, and kind of knowing him in that. So God loves us for who we are and not what we do. And I've said that so quickly, but that's such a revelation in this society where everything is about performance. So really knowing unconditional love like what God gives you is what we're trying to give to others and kind of create that atmosphere so they can experience God in that way. Kind of moving on to the next thing. So it's, what does it look like to value people and how can we do this? I think there's lots of different groups that you'll come across in your life. You've got your family, you've got friends, you've got work colleagues, you've got people who maybe you find very difficult. They could fit into any of those categories of the family, friends and work colleagues. Then we've got people who we don't even know, but they're still people. We've got celebrities, politicians, I don't know, the royal family, whether you consider them celebrities or not. Obviously, they've been in the news a lot lately. But yeah, there's lots of different people, and we aren't necessarily going to be everyone's best friend. So, and we're not going to have a deep relationship with all of these people. So actually, how do we go about valuing all of these different groups and showing God's love in either big ways or small ways? We can't, like I said, can't be everyone's best friends, but what we can do is we can give people value and we can give them dignity and we can help restore dignity in cases sometimes where people have lost that. The value placed upon a person establishes their dignity. So when you take away someone's dignity, they malfunction. And I think we can see that quite a lot in different scenarios. I think if you say to someone, think of a time that you lost your dignity, a lot of people will think about situations of bullying, where they were humiliated, people were laughing at them, something's gone wrong, you know, occasions like that. And you know, also we think about people who are homeless, and that is a massive loss of dignity. And I don't think anyone will truly understand what that is like unless they've experienced it. And yeah, I mean, I recall a particular experiment with a young child, and the experiment was seeing how people reacted in with her in kind of two different sets of clothing. So the first experiment, she was dressed up very nicely in a very pretty dress, looked very clean, and she came out as a lost child and was kind of acting like she'd lost her parents, and lots of people jumped to her aid. Lots of people were helping her out, random people from the street, everyone. They then did the experiment again, and she was dressed kind of very shabby, more like homelessy looking, quite dirty. And actually no one approached her and they all avoided her. And it was the same child, but no one gave her the same treatment that they did the first time round. And actually I believe that the child stopped the experiment because she just couldn't take the rejection and the loss of dignity from people, which I think is such a powerful example of just what that feels like. So we know that then, you know, we can see from this, and we can see from the way that people react to certain things, that actually our design is to be valued and to have and to not have a loss of dignity. So actually then, okay, so how do we go about this? So, you know, I think, yeah, it's different for each group. So for the, you know, for example, if we're passing someone who is a homeless person, even if you can't give money that day, I struggle quite a lot because I don't really carry change anymore. I should probably just try and carry more change. But you know, actually give that person a smile, ask them how their day is going, have a conversation with them. I think that's, yeah, you may not have time to sit down with them and chat through their life story and see how you can help them, but actually that's such a way of acknowledging them and just giving them back that dignity, like they are a real person that's valuable and is worth a smile from someone. I think with others as we carry on, so obviously a lot of the time that it's difficult to give value to people is probably when they're not at their best selves. I think we can all get along with people and value people when they get along with us and we're all having a happy, smiley time. But there's always going to be times where people, they let you down. Family's going to let you down. Friends are going to let you down. Work colleagues will, for sure. Such is life. And actually then it's, okay, how do we handle that in ourselves and then carry on giving that person value and knowing that they're valuable? And I think a lot of it is thinking about, you know, why is that person doing that? Okay, why has that affected me? Really thinking about the why behind the what of the situation. And I really believe that God can help with that. And, you know, just simple things like saying, okay, God, you know, what do you think about this person? What do you love about this person? You know, sometimes it could be, you know, I don't love this person too much right now, but actually, what do you love about them? And kind of hear from him what he loves. You know, it could be, they're a great father, you know, they're generous to their family. You know, I've definitely had very difficult work colleagues and have gone through this similar process of saying, okay, God, they're so frustrating, but actually, what do you value about them? And, you know, hearing that, you know, that they're generous, they'll give anything for their family, and actually thinking, okay, yeah, there are some things here, and this person is valuable no matter what. And another thing we can do is something you may have heard us talking about is something called cycling, which is another way of kind of talking to God and really connecting with the Trinity. So, you know, asking the Father, what do you think about this person, or what do you think about this situation? And then waiting and hearing what God says. And, you know, if your thoughts don't really align with that, asking God to kind of, you know, forgive you for your thoughts that maybe don't align with his. I've definitely had a scenario at work where someone was, again, very frustrating. It sounds like I'm just constantly frustrated at work, colleagues. I promise I do like most of them. and, you know, yeah, and I had to go to the bathroom because I was so frustrated and just speak to God and say, okay, you know, Father, what do you think? What's value about this person? And, you know, I heard God saying, like, no, he, you know, this person is valuable. He's valuable. I love him. And at that point, I couldn't really connect with that. So I think I just ended up leaving that and just trying to go back to the situation slightly calmer. But that's an example of a failed going through this cycling. So, you know, what you should be doing is asking the Father what he thinks. Then asking Jesus to send you an emotion and actually to counteract maybe some of the negative emotions that you're feeling, and yeah, for kind of heaven to come into that situation and really restore what should be there. And then the final step is you say, Holy Spirit, you know, how can I serve you? What can I do for you? And you know, in these situations, it may be doing something for the person that you're finding difficult, or it may be doing something else, but it's about connecting with God and hearing what he has to say on the subject. Because yeah, knowing that people are valuable means that we are now on a journey to try and value all of these people as much as God does, and love them, and love them unconditionally, even when it's hard, and to do this. And doing that by ourselves is impossible. So we definitely need to partner with God on that and hear what he has to say about it, and go through this journey with him. And yeah, we're not going to be perfect all the time, slash maybe never, but God still loves us. That's the amazing thing about God. And yeah, he is still willing to partner with us on this journey to valuing people and yeah, going through life with him. So thank you very much for listening. There will be some questions now to discuss in your bubbles. So yeah, hopefully you're listening to this today with some people that you can discuss things with. And yeah, I think we'll leave it there. But yeah, thank you everyone. I hope you all have a great week, and very much look forward to being all together at some point soon and seeing all of your lovely faces. So thanks everyone. Bye.